quantum. Love this. Which number came first? Zero or one? Everyone, say the answer.
Zero.
Go ahead and say the answer. Anyone say it. Zero, one. Easy choice.
Zero. One.
Okay. So those who heard one heard which number came first, and they thought of the whole number one. One is the first whole number, but I didn't ask the first whole number. I said, which number? Binary system is a system of two numbers, right? What are the two numbers in the binary system? Zero and one. What number do you write first?
Zero,
then one. What is 10? Is not a teen. 20 is not a 20. 20 is a teen. 10 is a single number. But it's two because of the zero. That nothing in front of it makes it 10. So nothing's not only something, it could be 10 times. And if you put a little itty bitty number above that, 10, that's 10 to the 10th power. So the quantum is not only nothing, it's something. There's a Hadron Collider where they move matter in a 30-mile tube, not with propulsion, but with magnetics. 0.7 the speed of light. Then they moved it over, 0.7 the speed of light. Then they did something that Einstein said couldn't be done. They made it go faster than the speed of light by colliding it. And instantly they found a minuscule black hole. So if they can discover how to take all our genes and genetics and put it into that little minuscule black hole and splat it over the universe, we could be everywhere, anytime, any place. That's the future, woo-hoo, of quantum. Because quantum's not only something, it's mostly everything. Anyway, that's good.